And now dictation for Richard McMahon, MCMAHON, January 1744, addressed as a letter to Jeffrey Stowitz, Stowitts, 616-754-7110. Dear Dr. Stowitz, a follow-up for Mr. McMahon, chronic kidney disease. Last visit September. Recent hospital for THF decompensation. Denies heart attack. Denies stroke pneumonia. Visiting nurses have completed evaluation. They are not coming to his home anymore. Doing salt to some extent fluid restriction, and also potassium and phosphorus. His daughter helps with the cooking. Denies vomiting. He has chronic dysphagia to solids, but cuts all his meals in small bites without problems, no problems with liquids or medications, bowel movements without bleeding, denies changes in urination, does have chronic decreased flow, but no infection, cloudiness of blood, unsteadiness, an isolated fall in the bathroom, never lost consciousness, no focal deficit, negative workup, follows with cardiology. They are talking about valve replacement. He has prior cardiac cath, did not require balloon angioplasty or recommended open heart surgery. Has not required any oxygen. Dyspnea stable, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies orthopnea PND. Review discharge summary from December 20. Congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Underlying history of cirrhosis of the liver from prior alcohol abuse, but has not required paracentesis, and there has been no active bleeding or peritonitis, no encephalopathy. Has severe aortic stenosis, was treated for leg cellulitis. Does have chronic low platelets from portal hypertension. Venous Doppler was negative for thrombosis. Next paragraph, medication list review. Takes no anticoagulation, pain control narcotics, antidepressants, cholesterol management. On a low dose of lisinopril, which is new, also takes Bumex. Next paragraph, elderly gentleman. Pressing weight down to 190, decreased hearing, normal speech, frail and muscle wasting. Today, lungs are clear distant, no gross consolidation pleural effusion, has a loud aortic systolic murmur, abdomen tympanic, and evidence of also dullness, suggestive of ascites, minor edema, no focal deficit, no asterixis, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries today, anemia 9.3, low platelet count 79, low lymphocytes, creatinine at 3, was running in the middle upper 2s. Normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, present GFR 20. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Likely representing heart and liver abnormalities. A new medication like Sinopris diuretics. Next number, severe aortic stenosis to be evaluated for potential intervention. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, continuous salt fluid restriction diuretics. Next number, liver cirrhosis, portal hypertension, ascites, pancytopenia, likely from hyperesplenism. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding. Iron studies should be updated, and EPO potentially for treatment. Next number, other chemistries associated to kidney disease appears to be stable. Next paragraph, comments. I discussed with Richard how his kidneys are affected by what's happening to his heart, the aortic valve disease, and the congestive heart failure and effective medications. We will monitor chemistries in a monthly basis. He has not required any oxygen at this point in time. We'll see what cardiology has to say. No indication for dialysis today, which is for a person whose GFR is less than 15 and symptomatic or uncontrolled pulmonary edema. Dialysis does not fix problems of portal hypertension or ascites. Plan to see him back on the next few months, end of dictation.